We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You don't look like a psychopath. You just look like you're fond of crystal meth, I would say. No, but you know what I mean? You have, like, heroin chic. You know what I mean? It's nice. It's cool.
Okay, yeah.
No, thanks. But it's good because you don't actually do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not shaming anyone who does, like, do what you want.
Do what you want, but actually don't do crystal meth, please.
Hello, mammies. I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandman. Woo. Hi lads, how's it going?
How are things? Happy Easter Sunday. The good Lord has risen.
Thank God.
He rolled away that stone away from that tomb. He came out and we have to be careful because we don't know, there could be devout Catholics listening.
I don't know what actually happened. So he died.
Died on the Friday.
The cross.
Wait, Holy Thursday, Good Friday.
So he died on the cross, right? Then they buried him.
Yeah.
And then...
No, he rose again on Good Sunday.
It's an awful quick turnaround. Wait till now.
Wait. He died on the Friday.
So, he gets crucified, right?
Crucified on the...
crucified on the Friday. Rose on the Sunday. That surely didn't happen.
Did it? Well, the thing is, in the Christian calendar, I suppose, it should be bigger than Christmas.
Why?
Because he rose again on the Sunday, like he...
Sorry, no, but like that's rude. Because imagine, right, if... it is.
What's rude?
Rising again, imagine, right? Imagine you go to someone's funeral, you're bawling because they're dead. And then a few days later, they go, I was only messing, and get back up out of the coffin and leave. It's so rude. Also, there's plot holes all over the gaff because... he hardly just got up, rose again, and just, like, where do you go then? And
he went for a Sunday session.
No, but, like, he goes...
Oh my God, my mum's going to hate this bit of the podcast.
But they're like, he rose again.
Yeah.
But did you, like, sorry, no. If
he spoke to the disciples and said, go spread the good news.
And then where do you go?
Back to sit at the right hand of the Father.
So he died then again?
Yeah, he never became alive. He rose again, like, how would you explain it?
A ghost.
Yeah, probably the spirit. I don't know. I actually don't know.
If there's any priests listening, Father, can you just give us a quick buzz there and clarify? Because we've never seen what's going on.
He died in... What happened on Good Friday? He died on Good Friday.
Well, he was murdered, like... Judas, Gaga.
Alexa, play Judas by Lady Gaga.
That was a tune, though.
Oh, so, my God.
The one good thing to come out of that crucifixion was Lady Gaga, Judas.
Lady Gaga wrote a bop off it.
So, thank you so much for all your feedback on last week's set. It was amazing, again, and we're just going to say a big thank you.
Thank you, Grev. Mila, mila, maha good. Merci beaucoup. Mucho gracias. Okay, so I think we should probably move on to the theme for this week.
Okay, so this week's theme is... Brexit and Ireland.
What?
I'm joking. We're having a Q&A.
Oh my God, I actually panicked for a second.
Imagine us trying to talk about Brexit and no one knows what's going on.
Imagine you trying to talk about Brexit. I mean, I know very little, but babe.
Babe, no one knows what's happening. Theresa May herself doesn't have a clue what's going on.
Alexa, play Independent Women by Destiny's Child on Spotify.
Independent Women, part one by Destiny's Child.
Part one? What?
What's part two?
Oh my god, did we miss something
there? Oh my god, is there a part two?
Bum, 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 bum. Ah. Lucy Liu.
When I go to
come on, Destiny. Destiny. Charlie's Angels, come on.
Get ready.
It's coming. Question.
An answer.
And we can just cut it there. Alexa! Stop. As much as I'd love to listen to the whole song, that's all we needed. Isn't
that's a bop. I just love that Beyonce was just throwing members out left, right and centre and no one batted an eyelid.
I just love the running narrative that Michelle did nothing.
I just love that she was like, I'm wearing pants all the time. She's like, oh, I'm not wearing a skirt. I'm just going to wear trousers.
Hit me! Michelle's strolling out in a pair of trousers.
She never wore a skirt. If you look at every time, she always wore trousers.
In, what about Survivor, where they're coming out
pants.
Of the ocean?
Pants.
She's not. She'd be drowning to death.
She's always in the pants.
Really?
In the, when they're on the army gear and that, Beyonce's yeah. giving me like... like two-piece skirt and thing, same with Kelly with her flicks on her hair. Yeah. And then Michelle's in her making combat pants.
Oh my god, poor Michelle, they wouldn't even give her a skirt.
I say she's gammy knees or something.
Maybe she's self-conscious about her knees. Okay, so as it's episode 5 and we're planning on doing 10 episodes for this season.
Oh, like, season, excuse me.
Sorry, but it's actually like... if we're going to do this podcasting properly, people do like seasons, so like they do season one. Obviously, we're going to need a bit of a break, you know what I mean?
Oh, we need a break.
Oh my god, like we've aged because of this podcast. Like it keeps me up at night thinking about it and trying to think of things to talk about. So because it's episode 5, we plan on doing 10, this marks the halfway point in our season. So we thought it might be a good idea to use this episode to get to know us a bit better, ask us a few questions, mm-hmm. and so...
so this episode's going to be a bit like...
getting to know us a bit better.
Getting to know
getting acquainted.
Us. So will we just jump right in?
Okay, who's your favourite RuPaul queen?
Okay.
And this is asked by Harriet.
Harriet.
Harriet just assumes that because we're gay men that we're interested in drag queens.
What is a drag queen?
When I used to work in an ice cream parlour, we had like Spotify like just playing in the back door.
Yeah.
And then my boss, who was Romanian, she was like, oh, do you have any requests? And I was like, oh, will you turn on some? Just something by RuPaul. And then, so I'm just out the front serving ice creams. And then I hear this random muse coming on. And I'm like, what the heck? And I pop into the back and I look at the searched on Spotify. And she typed in Group Hall. She had no idea who RuPaul was. I couldn't stop laughing. You're not a good gay. You don't really follow it as much anymore.
I am a good gay. I know who RuPaul is and I know the show. And my favourite queen is from an old series though.
Because you've only watched the old... you don't watch any of the new ones, really,
no,
do you?
No, I think it's after Lucy and it's Shimmer and Shine. I loved it when it was Nitty Gritty. My favourite queen is Bob the Drag Queen. So, ma'am, just so you know that we're talking about this show about a man who dresses up like a woman, basically.
Your mom knows what drag is, so basically...
does she, though? I don't even think she does.
Drag.
I'll give you... ma'am, I'll give you a ring before this, so you know.
Drag stands for dress resembling a girl.
Does it?
As far as I'm aware. But,
my mom probably thinks we're talking about Formula One or something. Drag
yeah,
racing.
Oh my god. I couldn't name one make of car. Toyota. Wait, I've just surprised myself.
I love that meme when it's like me waiting outside on this corner for my Uber driver pretending to know what a Toyota Prius looks like. Who's your favourite drag?
I loved Detox. When Detox came out in that latex number... you know, there was one, it was the red and she like the black.
Oh yeah, that was amazing.
Honestly, that was the reason I swam so quickly as sperm towards my mother's egg. Because I was, for that moment, because I was like, to witness that in the flesh.
I didn't know where you were going with that there.
This one has been sent in by Rantosaurus and it's hobbies your mammies have.
Oh, okay. What does Phil have?
I feel like your mam will have loads of hobbies and she's going to... sweep the floor with my man.
No, she doesn't have that. Like, she doesn't have that many hobbies because my man be turning them into careers, honey. So she retired as a psychiatric nurse, right? She's like, oh, my spare time, I'll do flower arranging. She went on a course in CSN, the night school.
Really?
Yeah. Then she goes, bada bing, bada boom, I'm working out in Urban Blooms at a flower shop. She was like, this isn't a hobby, babe.
I love it.
This is a resurgence of a career. And then she became a florist for like years.
Why? So. she had stopped doing the psychiatric nursing and then got into flower arranging.
Yeah, she goes,
I love that.
We love a crossover.
We love a career change.
Yeah, we loved it. She was switching all the lanes. And then she was just like living her life, doing all the floristry.
Oh my goodness.
So that was her hobby for a bit. But then she also is an avid take a break crossword doer.
Oh my god, what mammy isn't?
I used to love it because it'd be like, I went to the bathroom and gave birth to 7 children.
Now, sorry, like, if it applies to you or if it happened to you. But you know the women who don't know they're pregnant because they're just very fat. And then just, like, fart out a child.
Where do you think babies come from, babe? I know you're gay, like, but come on, biology.
Alexa, play Biology by Girls Aloud. I'm joking. She's listening now.
Oh. I can't find Biology by Girls Aloud in the music library.
No, she's being disconnected. That was the last straw with her.
How homophobic of Alexa to not have Biology by Girls Aloud.
You heard it here first. Alexa is a confirmed homophobe. She's listening again now because she's hearing her name. Nosy bitch.
But yeah, you know that babies don't get farted out.
She got an A1 in Biology in the Leaving Cert. She knows all the bits.
It's called a Zoom womb if you go to the bathroom and you have a baby, by the way.
Is there a name for it?
A Zoom womb? I love Zoom womb.
Zoom? Why? Because it's happened so fast.
Yeah.
What a scream.
A Zoom womb?
So they go to go about
their
business.
Because they don't know they're pregnant, and then they go in, they're like, oh, I'm going to have a dace and poo there now. And then they're just like, then their poo starts crying, and they're like, Jesus, what's that?
Sorry, but I think the funniest thing you've ever said in your life is dace and poo. Dace is like a step up from decent.
Yeah,
right?
It's like unreal. Like,
yeah,
dace is
amazing. Yeah, unreal.
That's dace and bang.
Yeah, but like I never said it. I've
Did
heard,
you not?
I've heard it said. What? Imagine me saying something with decent. See, you're laughing already. I can't even.
Anyway, yeah, it's called the Zoom Moon.
A Zoom womb. Oh my
what
God.
Hobbies does Phil have? Hit us with the, also, my mum, lastly, is my mum's an avid gardener.
Oh, yeah.
She has those green
And when you're at home, you do the gardening bits with your mum, and I love it. I'm always jealous of your
And
Instagram
as well,
stories.
I think it's from my mum and dad, and that's why my plants in my room are still alive, and every plant you buy is dead.
But I'm still trying to think of hobbies that my mum has, and this is awful, but I can't even think of. Like, is vaping a hobby? Because, like, she loves vaping. They're like,
does she do all the tricks? Feel at home going, doing the bubbles or the little rings.
Yeah, my mum has a separate Instagram account for her vaping skills. Phil Vapes. No, but, like, obviously, delighted my mum's off the cigarettes. Like, fair juice to her and, like.
Yeah, did you hear that, mum? Phil's off the cigarettes there. You want to get off from yourself.
The thing with cigarettes, obviously, she'd have a break in between cigarettes. The vape no more leaves her hand. She's a chain vapor. Even when my mum came over to London there before Christmas, we were on the tube and I saw her and she had her head down in her handbag. And I'm going, what's she looking for there? And I was like, you all right? She was vaping on the tube.
Oh my God,
she's
I'm
lucky
dead.
We didn't get banned from using the underground prominently.
Phil raising from the handbag all you hear is, na 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 na, is the motherfucking D-O-double-G's.
But literally, I was like, what's going on? And I smelt it before I saw it.
Your mum's a G, I love it.
She's into Candy Crush.
Candy, oh yeah, you were telling me your mum's like a Candy Crush expert.
Oh, like she's, I will have to check the exact details on this, but as far as I'm aware, my mum had one of the top scores of Candy.
She didn't.
My mum had one of the top scores on Candy Crush in Ireland, and I actually want to go so far as to say the world. She used to log into my brother's Facebook, because she doesn't have Facebook, so she used to log into his to send his friends requests on Candy Crush to get more lives.
I love it.
She was so obsessed. All the things I'm saying about my mum are not flattering. I've just said vaping and Candy Crush. You said gardening. My mum's mad into tea.
My mum's addicted to tea, like it's an addiction.
Oh, fully addicted.
She doesn't never not have tea in her hand. But if someone makes me a nice cup of tea, I immediately like them more.
Oh, like it's a sign of a friend for life if their tea making skills are great. That's why I feel like there's another string to my bow for like reasons why I would make a great housewife. You love when I make you tea.
I do.
And like I love going home and I love when Padraig's home and if he makes me a cup of tea. He is fab at making a cup of tea, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, I panics with you because I feel like you judge the tea too
I
much.
Do, but...
And what am I, like, out of 10 tea-making capabilities?
Tea...
You never... Is that why you never let me make you a cup of tea? Am I shit?
You're not...
You never let me make you a
You're
cup of tea.
You're getting better. Like, you're definitely getting better.
Babe, how am I going to get better if you don't let me practice?
But, like, practice with yourself. Because the thing is, isn't the worst thing, like, when you've geared yourself up for a cuppa, and then it's a shit one, you know what I mean? Not saying yours are shit, but I'm just saying, like, you're great for spilling tea, sis.
Yeah, I spill the tea, bitch. I don't make it.
I don't make it, I spill it, bitch. People don't believe me when I tell them this. My mum used to put tea in my bottle now.
Oh my god, my mum used to put tea in my bottle as well.
Are you serious?
That's why we were addicted to it, because we were having it from such a young age. No wonder I was never sleeping.
Oh my god, my mum never put me on the boob. I was forever on the tea. I was crying out for a boob.
Barry's, you have to sponsor us now, babe. We've been drinking tea since we were out the womb.
Literally, since birth.
This question comes from Monster Umbrella, which I love the name, BTW.
Do you?
So Monster Umbrella says, okay, Edward and Jacob, but Troy or Chad?
Okay. It's a follow-on from last week, because we said we were both team Jacob.
From Twilight, and they're referring to Troy or Chad in High School Musical. I think, short and sweet, I'm Chad. Who are you?
I think at the time I was team Chad, but like...
Well, as Zac Efron knows, as Zaddy.
He's a Zaddy now, I was just going to say, and he's given me hairy chest. And all the time, anytime I see footage of him, like, online these days, he's, like, training for something, or he's, like, you know, fighting or something. I just want him to beat me up.
LJ, who we love, it's LJ who I work with, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And said, London survival tips.
London survival tips. Don't move here. What? Are we even surviving? Barely.
Live fast because you're going to die young because of pollution. My main one is have a portable charger.
Oh, portable chargers.
Because, like, if I ran out of Google Maps going anywhere in London and I live here 5 years, I would be lost all the time.
I was going to say, try and walk places. Because the thing is, when you live your life underground, like, when you're commuting the whole time on a tube, you actually don't know what's going
don't
on
know
above
what's
you.
Going on. I remember the first time, because the first 2 years when I was in London, I had absolutely no money, so I didn't even download the Uber app, because I knew I wouldn't afford one. And then my first time being able to afford an Uber was, like, my third year here or something ridiculous like that.
Are you serious?
And I remember getting an Uber somewhere.
Look at you now. You were so hungover the other day, you got an Uber to the shop for a can of Coke, didn't you?
Oh, that's a lie. I was in the Uber and I was like, oh my god, look at these places. Yeah. Like, I travelled from here to here on the underground, but I, do you know what I mean? It's mental.
Exactly, and some places on the underground are, like, difficult to get to. You have to hop onto another tube, and even though, like, as the crow flies, they might be, like, close together.
I don't know what you're on about, Kev.
As the crow flies is, like, you know, point A to point B, what's the easiest, quickest route? Actually, in London, it's not going to be crows. It's going to be those manky pigeons.
I love a pigeon.
No. You do not.
I think pigeons are misunderstood.
No, they are glorified rats with wings.
Leave them alone.
No, honestly. And as well, you know what? They're so saucy. Any of the birds I ever encountered back home, they are. Birds are actually so scary. You know what I mean?
Because they can fly.
Did you not see that video on YouTube of the eagle picking up the baby in the park and flying away with it?
No, shut up.
Google baby being snatched by an eagle. Honestly, it's one of the scariest things. Did you not see in some seaside location in England, can't remember where, there was seagulls...
on an unreported seaside location.
Seagulls killing babies and stuff. No, wait, sorry.
Babe, you're being too dramatic.
No, but they'd, like, swoop in, they'd take her dinner, they'd take her keys, and they'd... Honestly, they steal your identity if they could.
They take your keys and then ring you and hold you up for ransom.
You try and scare a pigeon and it would just... Honestly, the pigeons in London would laugh at you.
I just think that pigeons in London had to learn from a young age to be tough to survive in these streets.
But we all did.
Yeah, so I identify with the pigeons of London.
What was the question?
The London survival tips, babe.
Oh yeah, sorry. What else would there be? Oh, I would say maybe because it's a capital city, there's always something going on. It's very busy. It can get a bit much sometimes.
So overwhelming. And just remember that a cup of tea in your house is grand. Like, you don't need to do everything.
Yeah. Like, it's so weird. Even on my days off, if I choose to do nothing with my day, there's still this, like, feeling of guilt that I get. Because I'm in London and because I'm doing nothing and because I'm being lazy. But, like, you're allowed to have lazy days. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I just think... like, self-care goes a long way in London. You know, in general, self-care is obviously really good, but, like, taking time out for yourself, going for a walk in the park, reading a book, having a bath. Always carry hand sanitizer whilst here.
Really?
Yeah, like...
it is manky.
Like, especially if you're using public transport, using the tube, like, people just be sneezing and coughing and not giving any...
fucks.
I didn't want to say it. And not giving, I can't think of what word, what is the word to replace fucks?
No, we just beep this.
And people not caring at all about like germs. Where it's going, you know
yeah,
what
but
I mean?
You're a germaphobe, so that's why you're...
Babe, I went to get a coffee the other day and I handed your one my keep cup. She sneezed on my cup and I'm going, are you for real?
Okay, I only got one and you got three. But
oh,
let's
sorry.
No, it's fine. Let's move on. Another question.
I'm the Bear Grylls of London, though. I have all the survival tips. Oh my God, Bear Grylls is a snack.
Do you think he is, babe, when he's eating his own shit and pissing on his wife?
I was just going to say, like, when he drank his own piss. I'm saying this, like...
In a safe place.
I want to say I was almost into it.
I've never been so...
No, not the whole, like, the fact that he was drinking urine. I was like, oh, unreal, you're right. It was the fact that he was, like, just didn't give a shit about what he was doing.
Do you know what I don't like about Bear Grylls, though? He does it pure awkward. He's just the awkward way of everything. Babe, just walk up the mountain. You don't have to scale 7 trees, make a bungee jump cord, then, like, get naked and run around. Or,
no,
like,
do get naked.
But, like, also, like...
That's so true, though.
Book into a cottage. There's an Airbnb on that hill. Just
no,
stay there.
I feel sorry for the cameraman and the crew, who, first of all, are doing all the same tricking about as he is, but not getting
the
any
fame.
Of the glory. Also, you know he's definitely snaking a packet of M&M's like when they go to sleep
I'm skidding. There used to be pictures of him when he was shooting a series like Living in the Wild, and here's him snaking off into a hotel for
really?
The for an kip. Yeah.
Oh, I never knew that.
Bear Grylls is an awful martyr, basically.
Babe, just take the easy way out, but yeah.
Pick another question.
Take your clothes off, you want.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh my God, this question is so random, but it's from Sophie Sullivan, who's one of our avid supporters, so I love her.
Sophie Sullivan is a gay icon, look her up. Who would you like to see play the new James Bond? Good question.
Oh, good topic / question. I've never thought about it. I, like...
Well, Idris Elba, I know, was tipped to play him, and there was a bit of controversy recently because people were like, oh, well, he's black, can he play James Bond? Yeah, he can.
Oh, God forbid someone not white would play James Bond.
I know,
like,
exactly.
Get a grip there, people.
And also, yeah, he can. He is divine.
He's so hot.
You know, he used to be an Olympic swimmer. So he is a swimmer's back. Is there anything sexier than a swimmer's back?
Snacky backy. Snacky snack, snack, snack.
Oh, Scooby snacks. Like,
Scooby snacks.
Reggie? Who could we get playing him?
Who would we get playing him?
Ricky Martin.
She'll push and pull you down.
You know what? I'm so obsessed with Ricky Martin and his husband on Instagram. And
gorgeous
kids.
I just love them.
Do you know, back in the day, so... My friend Padraig, before we used to go to speech and drama on a Wednesday, we used to go to his, and his mum used to make us lunch, and then we'd go in and play SingStar in his living room. And our go-to songs...
Sorry now, and and people were shocked when he came out as gay.
Like, what was everyone thinking?
Go on, continue.
But anyway, his go-to song was Ricky Martin's Living the Vida Loca.
That's my go-to song.
What, for SingStar?
No,
karaoke.
For karaoke.
Are you serious?
Oh my God.
That was Padraig's song. Mine was Round Round by the Sugar Babes.
That is a tune. I'd love a kind of more gentle, like more, like, what's his name? The new Harry Potter.
Who?
Danish girl.
The new Harry Potter.
What's his name?
Eddie Redmayne. I'm screaming that you called him the new Harry Potter. Like,
he is the new Harry Potter.
No, baby, he's nice. Okay, who would actually make
a good
James
Bond?
Crickets.
I've never seen a James Bond film, so
you're
I can't even...
joking. Babe, Pierce Brosnan is all, in all of them, and he's like,
rotten.
Pierce Brosnan is rotten. No, I'm into him.
Go away. Pierce Brosnan looks like a creepy old man.
He doesn't.
He looks like the creepy old man that'd be in the gay club standing by the wall waiting for someone to get drunk enough to kiss him.
Well, that would be me if it was him waiting for me, because I think he's a zaddy.
No, he's not a zaddy.
You're not into it at all.
Wait, is Pierce Brosnan in Meryl Streep's fella in Mamma Mia?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I see you. No, is it still no?
Really?
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan is, he's sexy. No, and he's Irish.
No, the blonde James Bond, I've only seen because I've watched that clip of him coming out of the ocean in his blue Speedos because it's sexy, and that's it. Daniel Radcliffe. No, that's the old Harry Potter. His name's Daniel something. Daniel Craig. It's Daniel Craig.
You've never seen a James Bond movie?
No. They're not gay enough for me.
Gay enough. Die Another Day, Madonna did. I'm gonna wake up.
That is a bop.
Yes and no. Sometimes that song will just come on shuffle and I will like go into like James Bond secret agent mode and I'll just start saying, you know when Britney's coming through the laser beams in Toxic.
That's you.
That I go into full
me dodging negativity. me dodging work emails.
Me dodging having to edit this podcast. Okay, so someone's topic that they wrote in that they thought might be good for us to discuss is mammy dinners.
Oh my god, does every mam just be like, have this catalogue of dinners being like, they deserve the lasagna tonight.
I know.
They deserve the stew tonight. She knows that we're going to be weak when
Anytime
she cooks it.
If we've like, so if my brother's girlfriend or my sister's boyfriend comes over, or if it's like, we're entertaining someone, my mum will do the lasagna. She does do a mean lasagna. Now, when I go back, I try to avoid red meat in general.
Yeah.
So, like, but the odd time I'm home, if she makes it, oh my god, I'm so up for it. She'll do the garlic bread and she might do, like, salad with it as well.
My mum does a good lasagna as well. I don't eat pork anymore, but when I did, like, bodice. So, for people that don't
You're joking.
Yeah, babe.
Rib. For those of you who aren't aware what bodice is... Bodice is like, imagine spare ribs without the sauce.
No, bodice is unreal. So basically it's a cork
boiled.
It's a cork delicacy and it's salted ribs of a pig that you boil in salt water with cabbage and you get loads of spuds and loads of butter and you have it. I obviously don't eat dairy or pig anymore, so I don't eat it. But like
lies.
It's unreal. It like the meat falls off the bone. You suck the bones.
My friend Susan from Cork loves bodice also. And she went to Magaluf for a whole summer.
Yeah.
And she went to the butchers in Magaluf. And they had never heard of bodice. But she told him all about it and asked him to save her the rib of the pig. And she used to eat bodice over in Magaluf. She used to cook bodice for the
girls. I'm weak for Susan getting the bodice in Magaluf.
One time she went back to him and he was like, oh my god, Susan, I cooked the bodice for my family. Loved it.
She is like, she's like an Irish politician spreading the Irish culture across the nation.
She's working for Foyle to Ireland, spreading the word of bodice throughout the world.
But do you know what I think's funny as well? Like, I don't really have a wish list when I go home for like my mammy dinners, but when my sister Lindsay comes back from Australia, my poor mother doesn't need that kitchen.
Really?
She's like, I want to have the stew, the bodice. Remember when I was 5 and you made me that sandwich? Can I have that as well? She just wants the home comforts of those food. And I'm like, babe, my mam is like a slave in the kitchen cooking all the dinners for you.
My mam, I don't know what it is. And like, I do scrambled egg fair bit like myself over here. I like eggs in the morning. My mam does the nicest scrambled egg. I do the exact same way as her. Like, will I make a scrambled egg there? And I'm like, no, I'll do it myself. And she was like, no, I'll do it for you there. And she knows, like, the
she knows you're loving
it right.
And my mum's famous for her toasties as well.
Oh my god, and mammy's toasties. It's because, trick, they do the butter on the outside of the bread.
They do, and you know what? She didn't tell me that for a while because she was trying to keep the secret.
Yeah, I think they like the power.
They do love the power. But my mum was just a feeder in general. It was yours.
Yeah, I think it's a mammy thing, isn't it? An Irish mammy thing.
No, but like I was like young and I'd be like watching the telly at 10 o'clock at night and I'd be like, oh, mam, I'm kind of hungry. And then she'd make me chicken nuggets, chips and a Coke. No wonder I was fat as a
Oh my God, no, we weren't like that.
Oh, I was spoiled to death. Obviously, that's why I act like this now.
Yeah, spoiled bratty bitch.
But I was spoiled to death growing up. But my mam was such a feeder, so I was as fat as a fool. Like when you see pictures of me.
It's okay, I love you.
I know, but Kevin did call me fat last year and it made me get into shape and go to the gym and now I'm a snack.
BJ asked my opinion on whether he could lose a few pounds, I said, babe, you're gay. You can always
lose a few pounds. Babe,
you're... How badly do you want it?
Babe, you're straight people skinny, but you're gay people fat. That's what he said to me.
Tell us your mammy dinners.
What does your mam cook for you?
Or does she cook at all? Is it your dad? Okay, so this one comes in from Laura, who said, what is the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you guys? Oh my god. I don't really get embarrassed easily, do you?
Oh my god, no, this was actually embarrassing, but also traumatic, right? Okay, so I was in secondary school, right? And unfortunately, like, someone's mum passed away. So day, me and another guy went around to all the people in our year collecting money so we could send a bouquet to their house.
That's lovely, yeah.
Right? And then, like, we were like, we got it all sorted. Like, then the principal was like, oh, that's really nice what you did. Like, they were like, so can you and the other guy go, like, give him the wreath? So I was up to 90 being like, oh my god, we have to bring this down to him, but like, I'd love to be there for whatever.
Yeah.
I was in the cafeteria at lunch, so I was fat basically in school, right?
You ate the bouquet.
No, but so I was just sitting there anyway, and next thing, someone just goes, Fatty! And threw a cake at my back, and it's splattered all over the back of me, right? Loads of cream, fresh cream cake, splattered all over the back of me on my uniform and up onto my ear and everything. And everyone, the whole, like, canteen started laughing at me, and they were all like, Fatty! Like, this is something that, this
that's
actually
awful.
Happened, right? So I went bright red anyway, right? And I just left the canteen. Everyone was just kind of like looking at me, being like, you alright? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Then I went into the, like, bathroom anyway, washed all the cream off my head.
They knew you were a vegan. And that's why they did it.
I had to take off my, like, uniform jumper and just have my shirt and tie on. Later on the day anyway, the principal came in and was like, okay, lads, are you ready to go? Like, and I was like, yeah. And then I got up and he was like, oh no, wait, where's your uniform jumper? The event wasn't traumatic enough. But then I had to stand up in front of all class, who some people weren't aware that this happened, to be like, oh, it's like dirty because someone threw a cream cake at me at lunch.
I got laced in the back with a cream bun.
And then the principal just goes, well, you can't come if you're not going to be in full school uniform. And then the class started laughing. I just sit down.
That's... I'm laughing now, but that's actually so sad. You're crying, babe. Are you okay?
No, but like, sorry, I forgot how traumatic that was until I started retelling it.
Oh my god.
I just remember the feeling of the cold cream slapping on my back.
Sorry, also, side note, who was the posh fella in the school who was rocking up to class with a cream bun in his lunchbox?
No, this was before the healthy schools. We used to be able to buy cream cakes on our lunch.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The
Camille, your school is very fancy.
We
only did Freddo bars and flumps.
No, we had fresh cream cakes, girl.
What?
Yeah, and that's why we were all fat. That's why I was getting slapped with them, because I was fat.
You had so much of them, you could just throw them around at lunchtime.
Yeah, I was so...
That's hilarious, though, but also very sad.
Yeah, so that's my most embarrassing moment, Laura, babe.
Oh my god, that's
what's
hilarious.
Yours?
I don't know, so like, I don't really get embarrassed. That, remember before Christmas? Okay, so we went to this launch of this new dance space that opened up near us in East London.
Oh my god!
But like, I went for an awful smelly shit in the toilets, right? And I was kind of obviously half mortified. But I comes out of the cubicle then, and I'm washing my hands, and this gorgeous fella walks in, and I'm like, oh my god, is he actually going into my cubicle that I was just in? And and we were the only two in the bathroom. He goes over, and then I'm like, oh my god, mortified. And then he comes in and he said, sorry, were you just in that cubicle? And I was like, oh my god. I was like, oh no. I was like, oh, I just went for a piss in the urinal or whatever. And he was like, all right. And he was like, I wonder who owns this iPhone.
Oh,
I had
no.
left my iPhone inside there on top of the toilet roll thing. And honest to god, I was bright red, as if my rosacea isn't bad enough. And then this happened, and I was going, and I just had to go, oh, that's mine, I must have left that in there.
The
PJ
room.
Was upstairs, and he was like in the room, and like was chatting to a lot of people, a lot of his friends were there. I went up, I was like, we need to leave. And he's like, what's wrong, babe?
Kevin just comes out of nowhere, and he's like, we need to leave right now. I'm like, oh my god, are you okay? What happened?
Now, I was skitting afterwards.
You were so... That was actually so much fun.
Yeah, no, it was different because as opposed to having to think of what to say, you just kind of...
hopped off every question.
Yeah, look at us.
It's also practice when we do a live session of this podcast and we do a Q&A section at the end.
I don't think we ever could do a live... I'd love to do a live episode, but I don't think we ever could we?
We'll see how we go.
Who would come to a live episode?
Yeah, if we were going to do a live recording, would you show up? Would you come? If it was at the brunch time, the gay time of the day.
Oh my god, let's try and plan it.
We should do a live gay brunch recording.
In London?
Yeah.
And like, we'll plan it for a few months in advance so that...
so people know.
If there's a few people in Ireland want to get over and plan a trip to London, they come over to it.
Do you think people in Ireland will fly all the way over here just to hear us waffle on?
And the flights are cheap enough.
We'll have a laugh, yeah. Come on, we have a laugh. Oh my god, we're going to do it. Anyway, so I think we leave it there, will we?
Yeah, hope everyone's enjoying their Easter Sunday dinner.
Top craft tip of this week. If you don't finish your Easter eggs today, melt them down and you can make Rice Krispie cakes.
Do I even need to ask this question? Team Cadbury or Nestle?
Cadbury. It was always your cheap auntie bought you the Nestle.
It was, wasn't it? She'd be there buying you the Rolo bits and yeah. You'd be going, well, that's not getting eaten.
And if you see Jesus, just tell him we're asking for him.
If you see Jesus...
Does he resurrect him every year is what I want to know.
No. What? Do you not understand the concept of it?
No. You don't either.
Oh, you're making me question it. That's why he doesn't resurrect
every
year.
Every Easter he comes back to life. For one day only.
Jesus is the Easter Bunny.
One night only. That's all he has to share.
I can't. Mom, I'm not a part of this.
Oh, wouldn't God. That be fab though?
My nan up in heaven turning with her rosary beads going, what?
Well, if you see Jesus, he can pass on a message to her.
So yeah, hope you enjoyed your day.
Bye.
Nice chatting to you. Hope you enjoyed.
See ya.
Yeah,
bye.
If you have any more questions for us, we're not answering them because we answered too many tonight.
We've done all the questions.
We're
bye. Bye. Bye.
Well, bye. Bye. See you later. See talk ya. To you later. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Love bye. You. Bye. 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 Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.